Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Death toll climbs in northern China explosion. At least 50 people are dead from a series of enormous explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in the northeastern Chinese port city of Tianjin. Chinese state media say 700 people were injured in a Wednesday blast. Xinhua reports most of the casualties were migrant workers who live in nearby residential communities. Emergency personnel are continuing the search for the missing. It's not known what caused the explosions. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 67 people. Dozens more were wounded when a truck packed with explosives was detonated just after dawn at the crowded Jamila Market in Sadr City. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed grave concern to his Russian counterpart over a sharp rise in separatist attacks in eastern Ukraine. In a telephone conversation with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Secretary Kerry urged an immediate ceasefire and called for full implementation of the ceasefire agreement reached between Ukraine's government and Russia-backed separatists in Minsk, Belarus, earlier this year. More than 6,500 people have been killed in eastern Ukraine since the fighting broke out in April of 2014. Nigeria's president ordered the military to defeat the Boko Haram insurgency within 3 months. President Muhammadu Buhari spoke in Abuja Thursday as he swore in four new military chiefs in an effort to re-energize the fight against Boko Haram. This is VOA News.